as good as he's been defensively, and Hoop and Seth. Irv and Omega both did a good job, and Bacot, who was their leading scorer a year ago, averaging about 16 a game. He made 6 free throws late, but we really limited those guys' catches and touches. You know, Phil Johnson is as good as anybody in the United States, and I can literally tell you that this prep and everything that went into this game was he and Coach Cantu, and they were really had our guys prepared in a really short window to come out and go play tonight. Really important win for us. We now move to second place by ourselves in the league. UAB lost again tonight at Rice. Western Kentucky lost over Marshall. And, you know, we got a great opportunity with finishing still with 3 at home and only 2 on the road. Really pleased with our fan turnout tonight. I thought they were spectacular. For Valentine's night, I know there's still about 1,500 guys that are henpecked that weren't able to come because of their wives, you know, and they made them go to a restaurant. But we expect all of those 1,500 to be here for our next ball game with the same crowd that was here next Saturday for a sellout here at the Haskins Center. Our kids deserve it. They're playing unselfishly. We're really growing as a basketball team and really proud of that effort against what I think is a very good Old Dominion team.
Coach, can you talk a little bit more about Vince, that he didn't have a whole lot of points tonight, but did so many other things. You can see the knee injury is probably kind of hobbling. Can you talk about his effort tonight?
Yeah, you know, the knee's okay. He's okay there. This was a team that really loads up their defense, so they made it. It took a lot of what he likes to do away, but he didn't let it influence him defensively or on the boards, which he's really proud of, and he kept his poise. And I thought played very, very well. Cedric again was outstanding. Hooper went back, got him a big defensive board. You know, this is the kind of thing that's prevented him from getting more minutes there late. And was okay with his 16 minutes. I thought he, you know, the 3 boards and what he did defensively was okay. CJ continues to play well, very, very well at a high level. Quality shot selection. Gets us into play without turning the ball over. I don't know how many games that is in a row without a turnover. But he just has a real settling effect on us right now this time of the year. So great, great win for us.
Going back to Julian, you already talked about his defense, but offensively he was very efficient. Is this one of his better games of the year, if not the best?
You know, he just keeps playing at a high level. Just real proud of him. You know, he got a great post-up basket. He had a great mid-range shot. You know, he's handling the ball better than he's handled it in his career in the open floor, passing it well. I just really, really proud of him. I can honestly say in all my years, 38 years of coaching, he is the best defender that I've ever coached. And that includes the guys that we had in the NBA who got there because of their defense. He reminds me a lot of Bruce Bowen that played for the Spurs all those years. You know, he can make a corner 3 and post and can guard ones, which he did tonight. He can guard 2s, which he's done, you know, I guess he did Thursday night. He can guard 3s, and he can guard some 4s. And it's just a rare, rare talent to have those kind of feet, but also that will. And I thought he was just really special tonight. And I can tell you, if I was coaching in the NBA right now, I would want him on my club. You know, if you're trying to get through the old Kobe or trying to get through a LeBron, you want somebody that can go defend at that level against those guys, like Cephalosha from Oklahoma City, and those guys are hard to find. And thought he was absolutely terrific.
Since Matt has been out, is this kind of the best game that your team has been able to alter shots and not foul until pretty much late into the game?
Well, you know, we've played well. You know, we've really played well. You know, I think people get so influenced by margin of score, 3 and 4 point wins. But, you know, we've had some liabilities at the foul line this year. And had we lost this game tonight, we could have pointed towards the foul line. We missed 3 consecutive 1-and-1s. We get to the 2-shot, we make 1, miss 1, make 1, miss 1. You know, we had those frustrations offensively. But, you know, great teams this kind of the year can play full, which I think we can, and can play half-court basketball. And I think we're getting better. And, you know, I've heard people say, what's wrong with you? You know, you get beat by Marshall, really? Well, Marshall's won 5 in a row. They just beat Western Kentucky. They beat a lot of good teams. And people don't understand how difficult it is to go play on the road. And I think what we're bringing to our home court is a team that can really, really guard. And if we can continue to do that these next 3 games, then we got a chance to win these three games. But defending at a high level is a very hard thing to go do night in and night out.
If I told you at midseason with five games left, you'd be one game out of first place in CUSA, La Tech, how would you say?
I would have expected that. We had expectations of this team, and we would have expected that. And I would say that we don't have a disappointment. We understand college basketball and who we are and how difficult it is. Some of these teams we're playing and where we're playing them. But we have expectations for this team, and we're not. We got a long way to go. We got five really, really difficult games to go. The San Antonio team that we're playing next week, I think they've won as many games on the road as we have. I think they're tied with us in Louisiana Tech for road wins. I think they've got five road wins. They've been outstanding on the road. And that'll be difficult here. So, you know, we just got to go play again next week and try to win every game we're in and see what happens.